Okay, my friends. So today we are going to, well, yesterday we read about bees. So today we're going to read about fireflies, or as other people call them, lightning bugs. Either one of those are acceptable and correct. We're into bugs this very day because do you know what we saw?
Fire bugs.
Do you know what we saw in the park is a bug? And not just any bug, a really beautiful bug, a moth. And it had died.
Sadly.
It had died, but we saw its body was still there. And we looked at it carefully and we thought, boy, it's just in perfect shape. I wonder if we could make a bug collection.
We brought it home and we got to it before the ants did, so that the ants wouldn't eat it.
Yep, so it was still in good shape. Yeah. So we have mounted it, and now we have started a bug collection, haven't we? What kind of bug did we get? The Manduca rustica.
Oh, the Manduca rustica. And I don't think it actually died. I think it rusted, since it's Medusa. Manduca rustica.
Yeah, Manduca rustica. Boy, I tell ya. It's a pretty cool looking bug. It's a black and white moth. All that to say, let's move on with it. Let's get to our story. Because we are really into collecting and looking at and thinking about cool looking bugs. They're awesome. Are you ready? Thank you, bugs, for doing your job. But here's a cool one.
Yeah, thank you.
Firefly Home was written by Jane Clark, illustrated by Britta Teckentrop, and it's read today by Mommy and...
Chica, 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 chica.
Chica, 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 chica.
Chica, 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 chica.
Sounds just like the sort of thing you would expect. Are you ready for your story?
Chica, 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 chica.
That's a yes. Okay. There's no place like home. And this special place is home for fireflies. Fireflies have bright light inside them that shimmers and shines, but wait. One little firefly is missing. Oh, here she is, all by herself. Her name is Florence. Say, hello, Florence.
Hello, Florence.
Poor Florence looks very sad. Do you think she is lost?
Yes.
Let's see if we can help her find her way home. Where shall we start? Oh, look! There's a bright light peeping through the trees. Could that be home?
Let's turn the page and see.
Oh, no, that's not home. It's just a big, bright moon above the sparkling sea. Wow. What about those flashes of light over there? Could that be home? Oh, wow, no, that's not home. It's just a lighthouse shining out to the boats bobbing in the water. Now Florence has spotted, what, a long line of moving lights. Could that be home? Although, I think that that lighthouse is pretty impressive. I don't think it's just a lighthouse. I think it's a beautiful lighthouse, don't you? The boats are beautiful. I don't think that line of moving lights is what she thinks it is. What do you think it is? No, that's not home. That's just a train whizzing down the track. But the train's lights are so pretty that Florence wants to follow them. Although, I'm not sure how she's going to keep up. Say, fly faster, Florence.
Fly faster, Florence.
Yeah, you gotta flap your little hands to show her how to fly. Really fast. Everybody flap your arms. Fly faster, Florence. Boy, that's hard to say three times fast. Whew, that was fast. And look where we are now. Where are we? We're in a big city, and there are bright lights everywhere. But is it home? I mean, it's someone's home, so someone must live in this big city, right? But no, this isn't where fireflies live. These lights are too bright. And where's Florence again? She's lost again. Where is she? Can you point to her? Yes, there she is. Now, let's quickly turn the page to help her fly away, because being in the big city is not the right place for a tiny little firefly. Whew, that's better. Now, this park is lovely and calm, but poor Florence still looks very sad. She really needs to find her way home. Perhaps we need to make a wish, because I can see some stars. Right? And you're supposed to be able to wish on a star, right? Let's wish on a shooting star. There are lots of shooting stars here. So close your eyes and wish very hard that Florence will find her way home soon. Wait. Are they really shooting stars? No!
There.
There. Know the way home. So let's trace the bright firefly trails with your finger and say, fly, Florence, fly, to help her follow them. And in the picture, friends, we can see the trail, and you can use your finger to do some loop-de-loops, and then all the way home. Your wish has finally come true. Florence is so happy to be home at last with her firefly friends. Now, whisper, good night, Florence. And blow her a good night kiss. Good night, Florence. And wow, what a wonderful, fun story for a little firefly. I'm so glad we read it together, aren't you? Yeah, and what a very nice night she's going to have, don't you agree? And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.